Late last year, some Washington residents received a flyer that looked like a leftover from the election season. It featured unflattering photos of someone named Tom McCabe and accused him of embracing right-wing extremism. McCabe heads an anti-union effort at the conservative group, the Freedom Foundation, but he wasn't running for office. As KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel explains, the mailer shines a light on Washington's battle over labor unions and the lack of transparency on both sides.
The flyer attacking Tom McCabe and the extreme politics of the Freedom Foundation did say it was paid for by the Northwest Accountability Project. The address was in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood, and I decided to look it up.
So 1037 Northeast 65th Street is the UPS store.
The address led me to a post office box inside, number 331. I asked Kevin Hamilton, a lawyer who specializes in elections, what records someone could obtain about the Northwest Accountability Project in case they want to know who's behind it.
Well, not a lot. 501c4 is a tax-exempt organization that can engage in political activity as long as it's not their primary purpose.
These advocacy groups have sprung up on both ends of the political spectrum in recent years. This group's target, the Freedom Foundation, is a nonprofit that also doesn't have to disclose its donors. The Freedom Foundation's Director of Labor Policy, Maxford Nelson, says the negative mailings were actually kind of energizing.
We were upset that they were taking a personal attack against our CEO. That doesn't really have any relevance to the work that we're doing. We'd much rather have a discussion based about the issues at hand. But, you know, it was a unifier for the folks in the office here.
Nelson took it for granted that the flyer was paid for by labor groups because the Freedom Foundation has been contacting home care and family child care providers to let them know they can opt out of paying union dues.
Well, I think the purpose of the Northwest Accountability Project is simply to harass the Freedom Foundation and intimidate our staff and our supporters and try to get us to stop doing the work that we're doing to let public employees and home care workers and child care providers know about their constitutional rights when it comes to union membership.
Their campaign has taken the form of mailings, robocalls, and knocking on at least 15,000 doors in Washington and Oregon so far. Nelson says a majority of home child care providers have opted out of the dues, but the Service Employees International Union 925 disputes that. They say nearly 90% of licensed family child care providers are union members. One of them is Shauna Murphy. She cares for six children at her home in Seattle's South Park neighborhood. Murphy says she hasn't necessarily had a lot of tangible results from being a union member, but she appreciates the union's advocacy on her behalf as the state rolls out new standards and ratings for child care providers. What she didn't appreciate was the canvasser from the Freedom Foundation, who she says knocked on her door one day at nap time.
Who is this guy? But, you know, he definitely was presenting himself with this very official air.
Murphy says the man left without a problem when she told him she supports the union. But under state licensing rules, Murphy can't lock her door with kids there. She says she feels angry and exposed having people on her doorstep like this.
I am here all day long, alone with six children, and the state publishes my address. Everyone knows that I'm here. So, you know, I am kind of out there.
She says these visits are in addition to the Freedom Foundation mailings and phone calls.
I'm obviously not interested. They don't need to send someone to my house.
Heather Weiner is the spokesperson for the Northwest Accountability Project, the group that sent the mailing attacking the Freedom Foundation. As we drove away from Murphy's home, Weiner explained the purpose of the newly formed group.
We monitor and share information on right-wing organizations.
She says labor groups formed this watchdog project to fight fire with fire. Weiner says she doesn't even know who's funding the Northwest Accountability Project, even though she works for them.
I have not asked and I have not looked. I do not know who they are, but I think it is accurate to say that we are labor-backed.
But her employer is not like the disembodied voice of the boss in Charlie's Angels. Weiner says she knows who it is, but that person doesn't want to be publicly identified. The secrecy around these groups is what led State Senator Andy Billig, a Democrat from Spokane, to try to pass a law requiring more disclosure. Billig says his efforts began years ago after a conversation with two political strategists.
When I said, if you wanted to hide money in elections, what would you do? And they said, oh, that's easy. I talked to two of them. They both gave me the same answer.
They said they'd funnel donations through nonprofit groups rather than political action committees because those nonprofits don't have to disclose their donors. Billig says the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision found campaign spending limits unconstitutional, so election reformers are focused on better disclosure instead.
If there aren't going to be strong limits, in all cases, then there should at least be strong transparency so people can follow the flow of money and see who is influencing or attempting to influence our elections.
Disclosing donors is constitutional. It's just politically unpopular. Billig's measure requiring nonprofits to disclose their biggest donors came close to passing the state legislature last year, only to be derailed at the last minute. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.